Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Health Minister Martine Desprez has responded to plans for a new medical clinic near the airport, insisting Luxembourg will not have two-tier medicine. Doctors Philippe Wilmers and Alain Schmidt plan to open the clinic in March. Desprez told RTL she welcomes initiatives to bring more doctors to Luxembourg, but does not understand claims about a shortage in the profession. Prime Minister Luc Frieden travels to Seattle and San Francisco this week for meetings with leading tech companies. The visit, from the 8th to the 12th of November, will focus on artificial intelligence and strengthening Luxembourg's economic and technological partnerships with US West Coast firms. On Veterans Day, Frieden will also meet a US Army veteran who fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Inflation in Luxembourg fell slightly last month, according to Statec. The Statistics Office forecasts inflation will end this year at 2.2% and drop to 1.5% next year. The next wage indexation is expected in the third quarter of 2026, with another the year later. In other news, drones have again disrupted Belgian air traffic, forcing Brussels Airport to suspend operations for half an hour last night. One flight had to divert to Amsterdam. Belgium's defence minister is calling the repeated incidents this week professionally coordinated attacks that have closed airports and a military base. Germany is now sending counter-drone specialists to help Belgium defend against the threat. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is meeting US President Donald Trump at the White House today. The main topic is Russia's war against Ukraine. Orban is considered the EU leader most sympathetic to Russia, frequently drawing criticism in Brussels. The world's richest man could get considerably richer. Tesla shareholders have approved a compensation package worth up to $1 trillion for CEO Elon Musk in the form of share options. Musk had threatened to resign as Tesla chief if the package wasn't approved. And bad news for those eagerly awaiting Grand Theft Auto 6, the game won't arrive until November next year. Developer Rockstar Games announced yesterday evening that GTA 6 will be released on November the 19th next year, saying they need to refine the game further. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, and national coach Jeff Strasser has announced his squad for Luxembourg's World Cup qualifiers against Germany and Northern Ireland. The Red Lions are hosting Germany on the 14th of November before travelling to Northern Ireland 3 days later. Aston Villa defeated Maccabi Tel Aviv 2-0 in a heavily secured Europa League match in Birmingham last night. More than 700 police officers were deployed as pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protesters held separate demonstration outside Villa Park. And in Formula One, Oscar Piastri says he remains confident he can win this year's Formula One Drivers' Championship despite losing the lead in the title race. The 24-year-old Australian, who lost top spot after McLaren teammate Lando Norris won last month's Mexico City Grand Prix, insists he still has what it takes to win. Piastri will be hoping to recover form at this weekend's Sao Paulo Grand Prix.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Despite a few clouds here and there, it's going to be a generally pleasant day with plenty of sunshine from morning until late afternoon. As for the temperature, it will generally be around 1 degree cooler than yesterday, a minimum of 5 to 7 degrees and a max of 10 to 12 degrees.